USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration is facing a slew of setbacks this week, including the Supreme Court striking down the administration's COVID-19 vaccine requirement on large private businesses, and key senators indicating they do not support changes to the Senate rules regarding the filibuster. The president doing his best to end the week on a positive note by talking about the bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed last year.
It's all about fixing the problem. I ran for president to unite the country. This bipartisan infrastructure law I signed a few months ago unites us around things we all depend on. Whether you're in rural Kentucky or downtown Philadelphia, you should be able to turn on a faucet and drink clean water.
The president and first lady spending the weekend in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.